Hello, Susan. This is Megan, reporting live from the old folks' home, Old Pines Community Center, where it seems they're going to have to change their name to Young Pines Community Center, because it appears that the majority of the residents have become very, very young. They've gone from their 80-year-old broken backs and walkers to chugging beers through beer pong and wearing their old cheerleader outfits that fit them very, very well. It appears that someone somewhere has sent them some wonderful medication that has revived their youthfulness, not just in spirit, but also in body. A lot of these women and men have rejoined what they are calling the sexy class. But this medication isn't without its worries and dangers. It appears that you do not want to overdose. Behind me, you see a medical bed. One of the residents, Doris, she was quite a lovely, lovely woman. Grandparent and great-grandparent to at least 20 different people. And she was very excited to get her youth back, but wasn't really in track with the medication and decided to OD, leaving her here in a near comatose state. These might be her final moments. And I am just reporting to tell you that while things are good here, it's not without its setbacks. Please, listen to your doctors when they... Oh my gosh. Oh no, I should probably leave. It appears Doris is shaking uncontrollably. Doctor? What's going on? I'm going to keep reporting. It appears that her hands are moving. She is shaking, but she is waking up. Her eyes. Her eyes are wide open. Her gasps. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Doris. Doris, you're awake. Are you okay? What's going on, Doris? Doris? I don't know if the camera can pick it up, but she's looking at her hand and it's seeming to get tighter. This is amazing. I think we're seeing the effects of the medication right before our eyes. Her skin is actually getting tighter. And it appears that her thin frame is starting to fill out. Oh. And Doris appears to be enjoying herself while this is happening. I'm a little confused. It looks a little painful, but her ass is, I'm sorry, her buttocks appears to be, I don't know how to say this, but she's growing some great tits. It appears that Doris is she's growing bigger. Not just from her curves, but all over. Her legs are actually stretching past the bed, as well as her head on the other end. She's getting bigger, and she's getting younger and more curvaceous. I mean, she is more curvaceous than any woman that I had seen since I've, you know, been reporting on this. And she seems to be waking up and, oh, Doris, you can't do that on national television. Doris is, let me see if I can block the view here. She's getting bigger while she seems to be, pleasuring herself. Doris, do you want to say anything to the adoring public out there? You are getting so big that you're practically hitting the ceiling. Doris, could you, like, stop rowing? Okay. Listen, Susan, I'm going to run, because this is a very dangerous sensation, situation, and this is a very dangerous situation, and I feel as if I must get out of here before I am crushed by a growing Doris. Doris! Okay. Okay, we are outside Old Pines Community Center, and that was insane, right? I mean, she was growing so big, I thought she would... Oh my god! Okay. Okay. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to end the broadcast here because Doris is massive and I'm afraid she's going to crush me. Okay. I've been Megan for the 7 o'clock news. Tune in at 11.